Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, we are going to continue in our series of studies, The Miracles of the Lord. The miracles of the Lord were used to show who He was. They were incidental to His teachings. The Lord's burden was to teach the people about His Father. And I think of the, as we've already mentioned on the broadcast, I think of the Sermon on the Mount. I think of the parables of the kingdom in Matthew 13. I think of His individual sermons and His teachings. I think of His very wonderful sermon to Nicodemus, that great ruler of the Jews, in the third chapter of John, which resulted in Nicodemus' salvation. The Lord had a burden that people should know His Father, that they should know their condition. Now, they didn't like Him when He exposed them as sinners, but He must expose us to our sinnership that we might realize that our need of the Lord. Now, in this miracle today, we're going to be reading about the healing of the withered hand. And if you have your Bibles near at hand, you may wish to turn to the third chapter of Mark, how the Lord healed a withered hand. We read there in verse 1 of that chapter, and He entered again into the synagogue, and there was a man there which had a withered hand. And they watched him, whether he would heal him on the Sabbath, that they might accuse him. He saith unto the man which had the withered hand, Stand forth. And saith unto them, Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath days, or to do evil, to save life, or to kill? But they held their peace. And when He looked around about on them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts, He saith unto the man, Stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored whole as the other. The Pharisees went forth and took counsel with the Herodians how they might destroy him. Against him, they're joining together. The Pharisees and the Herodians, if you please, join together. The elite spiritual group and the Herodians who favored the Roman Empire. Ah, yes, they could combine their efforts to put Christ out of the way. And so they took counsel with the Herodians against him, how they might destroy him. Let's go into the setting for the miracle. It was in the synagogue, and it was on the Sabbath day. Now, the Lord was teaching the word. Mark does not mention this in his account of the healing of the withered hand, but Luke does. The healing of the withered hand is recorded in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, all three of the synoptic gospels. Now, Mark doesn't mention it, but we read in Luke chapter 6 and verse 6, And it came to pass also on another Sabbath that he entered into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man there who had his right hand was withered. He taught. That was his burden, that the people hear what he had to say. But the withered man was there. And we read of that the scribes and the Pharisees watched to see if the Lord would heal on the Sabbath day. Now, they're not mentioned here in Mark's account of this miracle. It just says they might accuse him. It doesn't say who they are. But in Luke's account, we read in verse 7 of the 6th chapter of Luke's Gospel, And the scribes and the Pharisees watched him, whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, that they might find an accusation against him. Ah, yes, these scribes and Pharisees were jealous of our Lord Jesus Christ. This humble Galilean was getting the crowds. He was getting the crowds to follow him. And they were feeling their influence slip away in the might of this wonderful person. They didn't consider him wonderful, but he was a wonderful person, the stranger from Galilee. And so they wanted to discredit the Lord, if possible, in the minds of people, and claim that he was opposed to the Ten Commandments. And these people were Jews. They were zealous of the law. And they knew that the law said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And they were not to do any labor in their fields or anything of the kind. But here was one who had more authority than the Sabbath day, who had more authority than Moses, for instance. Now, let's notice the action that the Lord took. He asked the man with the withered hand to stand forth. Now, we're told in Luke's account that the Lord said, rise up. Now, this man with the withered hand was sitting down. He was keeping out of sight. You know, that would have been an embarrassment to that man, to have that withered hand. And yet the Lord says, rise up and stand forth. He brought him to center stage. And the man stood before the gaze of all those people and would be more or less humiliated. He wanted to hide his infirmity. And we all do that. We all do it. I had the experience once of visiting in a home. And there was a lovely young lady there in the home. She was not the purpose of my visit to visit them, but she was there. She had a lovely shawl around her shoulders. And I didn't think too much about it. I wasn't particularly cool myself. Well, after a while, somebody reached a certain article to her, and she reached out her arm to get it, and the shawl fell from her shoulder and revealed an upper arm above the elbow that was horribly mutilated. It was not much more than skin and bones. She was hiding it. She didn't want to be exposed. The Lord exposes this man. And you know, the Lord exposes your need and my need, perhaps not in a public way, perhaps not that way at all. But he exposes us, certainly, first of all, to his holy gaze. And we find out we're sinners. When we measure ourselves by the Ten Commandments, when the Spirit of God brings Christ before us, his mission in this world, to die for our sins, there's one thing very necessary for you and me to do, and that is to be exposed to our need of Christ. I don't think Christ really takes on real meaning to anybody until we are brought face to face with the fact we are sinners and we need him desperately. And when we are, then we, like a sick person, seek the physician. And he's the great physician, believe me. Now, our Lord Jesus Christ, he told this man to stand up, and he told him to, and he stood there, embarrassed as he was. And the Lord exposed my need, just as he did this man. I don't think I had an audience to read my embarrassment, but it was there. All right, the Lord knew the thoughts of the scribes and the Pharisees and asked them a searching question. We read in Mark chapter 3 and verse 4, and he saith unto them, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath days, or to do evil, to save life, or to kill? Now, you can do all four of those things on the Sabbath day. What those scribes and Pharisees needed was to have spoken by the Lord on another occasion when he said the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. There's nothing wrong with that. To do evil? Yes, that's wrong. To save life? There's nothing wrong with saving life on the Sabbath day. Luke mentions about Matthew mentions about the man whose sheep fell into the pit on the Sabbath day, and he reached down and took the sheep out of the pit on the Sabbath day. And the Lord justifies himself in healing the man with the withered hand by making this statement: how much is a man better than a sheep? And he says, if you were in that situation, wouldn't you pull the sheep out? It's lawful to do good on the Sabbath days, this great teacher taught those people. But they would not answer his question. And the Lord was angered at them for their hardness of heart. Think of it, if you please. The man who went to the cross and died for your sins and for my sins knew he was going to that cross and dying for us so that our sins could be put away and God could righteously take us into heaven because the debt of sin was paid. His holiness had been honored. Here the Lord indeed, he's angered. The same one who died for your sins and for mine was angered with these people at their lack of compassion. Here this poor man, withered like he was. They weren't in his position, believe me. but they would not answer his question. It was lawful to do good on the Sabbath day and to save life. Okay, let's go on. The Lord told the man to stretch forth his hand. Stretch forth his hand? How could he do that? It was withered. Well, I wasn't there, but I'm going to tell you what he did. He did so, and it was healed immediately. He had faith. He stretched forth his hand, and his arm was healed. Think of that, if you please. Now, let's talk about the reaction of those people that were present. Now, the man who was healed certainly would be filled with joy to see his arm restored whole as the other. That's what it says. And it is hard for, he says, of him, he looked about with anger, being grieved at the hardness of heart, and he said unto the man, stretch forth thy hand, and he stretched it out, and his hand was restored whole as the other. Imagine, if you please, this man's joy. And then there would be there those, perhaps, that had never seen the Lord perform a miracle on this particular day, on the Sabbath, in the synagogue. They would be filled with amazement, the power of this man. Now, how did the scribes and the Pharisees take this? They were filled with hatred. We read in verse 6 of our chapter today, Mark 3 and 6, the Pharisees went forth and straightway took counsel with the Herodians, the ones who they despised on any other occasion, but they were willing to team up against the Lord Jesus Christ. They took counsel with the Herodians against him, how they might destroy him. They were going to kill him. That was their reaction, if you please, to this wonderful miracle that the Lord did. I think of the fact that Christ was angered with them for their hardness of heart. What does it mean to fall into the hands of the living God? Do we think enough of people to tell them about our Lord Jesus Christ so they can be saved? Do we think that it's necessary? It certainly is. And we seek to do that over the radio. There's salvation for anybody who wants it. Your speaker on this program is not a whit better than any listener that's listening. God wants us to be saved and to come into his kingdom. He has that heart of compassion, and he was angered. The Lord Jesus was angered with these people, and well might he have been angered. Our Father, today we pray by the power of the Holy Spirit of God that you will lead us to see the compassion of the Lord Jesus and how he wants us, each one individually, for himself. We pray in his name, giving thanks. Amen.